Domestic violence in the workplace may seem like a contradictory phrase. It's not actually violence in the workplace, and it's not harassment. It's the impact that violence at home can have on an employee at work.
They can come to work late, they could need to leave work early, they could be hesitant.
Janice Santiago is the Safe at Work Network Coordinator at Women Helping Battered Women. The organization partnered with Church Street Marketplace and St. Michael's College on the survey. Santiago says domestic violence doesn't affect just the victim.
It affects the workplace drastically, and the morale and emotional toll that it takes on coworkers or someone who's harmed because of it. Think about if you have a project and you have an employee work on a project that's worth millions to your company, and the person that's in charge of that is a victim all of a sudden and they can't be there. Think about all the intellectual loss that is there.
85 businesses representing more than 9,000 employees participated in the survey. Nearly 25% reported having experience with domestic violence in the workplace in the past 3 years. And 80% said they believed intervention was appropriate when an employee was subject to some form of domestic violence.
What we collected was very significant.
Kirsten Eilertsen is a senior at St. Michael's College. She was a member of the research methods class, led by Professor Vincent Balduc, that helped conduct the survey.
Over 61% of the businesses that we contacted did want to be contacted about the Safe at Work network.
That's 46 businesses that want to set up policies for dealing with domestic violence in the workplace. Good news for the organizers, since less than a quarter of the businesses surveyed already have a formal policy. Ron Redmond says part of the reason is that many employers shy away from the topic.
It is an uncomfortable subject.
Redmond is executive director of Church Street Marketplace.
Well, we got to start someplace. I have a lot of hope that this will start the conversation and get businesses thinking about it, talking about it.
The Safe at Work network was established last year, and there are already 10 businesses participating. This survey was inspired by research conducted in Alberta, Canada, as well as by a similar initiative in Massachusetts. Janice Santiago says the ultimate goal is to protect victims of domestic violence from losing their jobs and then becoming victims of unemployment and poverty.
But I'm hoping that the big thing out of this is that employers will call us before they fire someone.
Santiago also has her eye on bigger policy changes that could protect victims of domestic violence from losing their jobs in the first place. For VPR News, I'm Angela Evansee.